Recording in progress.
I missed the button the first time. Congressman Greg Pence was staring at his camera saying, wait a second. The radio guy, he counted down and then he didn't start talking. Well, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. How are you, Greg Pence?
Good morning, Steve. How are you? Always good to see you.
Always good to see you too, sir. From your humble abode in Columbus, Indiana, you're still doing some work in and around the 6th District as you are away from D.C. for the moment, right?
Exactly. So we were here last week. Last week was a committee work week, they call it, Steve, but that means you're back in the district and any committee meetings they have are not in out there. And it was a good committee here last week in the health department. I've got a telehealth bill that actually the other side of the aisle liked, and so we debated that, and that'll move forward. So that was good. And then, of course, what did I do last week? What's everybody doing last week and this week? Fairs.
Sure.
Hit the fair.
Absolutely.
Hit the fairs and parades. Happy 4th, or belated 4th, if you will.
Too.
Yeah.
Did you watch a show on the fireworks show, that is? Did you get to see any in person, or did you just not?
I did. You know, they're kind of everywhere anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me. When I was growing up, you went out to the fairgrounds, and that was the only fireworks in town. Now it seems like every association neighborhood has them. So, yeah, saw lots.
Congressman Greg Pence is my guest in our Woof Boom Radio News Zoom Room. I'm Steve Lindell. What is this letter that I hear of that you penned for or about taxes on behalf of constituents, sir?
Well, you know, right now the IRS, I like to say critically, because nobody likes the IRS, we're not getting refunds out in a timely manner here. By statute, they have 45 days, I'm sorry, to get a refund out after you filed after April 15th. We know that out in Kansas, they have mountains and mountains and mountains of unopened 1040 IRS annual returns, and they have to start paying interest once they're past 45 days and haven't you sent your refund. So I got a whole bunch of Republicans and Democrats sign on to a letter asking the IRS, explain to us what's going on. And, you know, it's that's another example of, you know, our government has gotten too big, too bloated, to the point they can't, federal government, that is, they just can't even get things done anymore. And with COVID, they still need to open up like the rest of us have showed up for work since COVID, since we've put COVID behind us.
And when you are back in session, back in D.C., when that part of the calendar opens back up, again, for our listeners that only know what we know and see what we see on television reports, etc., is everything as you do it related to your work as a congressman? Is it now face-to-face, 100% full steam ahead, or do you still do these virtual things with committee hearings and or votes whatever?
I certainly show up. I would say now we're probably about 75% of my peers show up for the committee hearings or vote in person. There's still remote voting, which I've never done. And there's still people that Zoom in their committee hearings, literally sitting in their office down the hall.
In D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Or it's not unusual. The one we had the other day, some people were in their cars driving somewhere, Zooming in the committee hearing. It's, you know, it's the decorum. It's just... casual today. I've got to go out. I'm going out in this beautiful, beautiful spring weather that we're having at the moment. But you know, people ought to behave in a professional manner. And I'm still very disappointed in my peers out there. And that would be both sides of the aisle, by the way.
Uh-huh. Greg Pence, with the brother, that other Pence, he was always famous for the short sleeve, white dress shirt. When he was back in Indiana, well, he's in Indiana now, he resides here again, but did you ever consider perhaps taking that idea from the brother meaning going short sleeve white dress shirt the way that Michael did? Or is that just a him thing and you don't want to step on his fashion, you know, toes?
Well, no, to be honest with you, Steve, I always thought the short white shirt sleeve was goofy. And I don't want to be goofy like my brother.
Remember, I knew you were going to say that. I've never asked you that question before, but I sort of baited you into saying that.
You did. Well, you know, when you're the oldest of six and you have four boys in 5 years like we did, you never miss an opportunity to take a shot at a brother.
I got it. One of your favorite times of the year also being, you know, with the people and everything, but it's county fair time, which is your excuse to eat things on a stick and not have to tell your wife about it. I've brought this up before. Do you want to admit to anything at this juncture while we were doing the interview here on the radio?
No.
That's it? Just no? Nothing? All right. What else do we have coming up? You know, here, I just thought a random thought. You've always advocated for, and COVID got in the way of, having visitors in D.C. when you are in session out there, especially young people, school groups, etc. And there is more of that allowed to happen in recent past, and you welcome that, don't you?
We do. So we've had some high school classes out. We're going back this week. Again, I'll be in the district. I've got a whole bunch of meetings. I've got three county fairs scheduled, and I've got a number of business meetings because the last 3 weeks of July were out in D.C. The whole week, 3 weeks in a row. And we tell people, come out on vacation. We've had high school classes come out. All you have to do is reach out to us. We love to do it. You know, we've been sitting around in a sense for a couple of years where they wouldn't let you in the building. Now you can come in. Now we can take you on tours. Now you can walk around the Capitol. So it's back to normal pretty much.
Wanted to get your thoughts also on a very trying and sad subject and the whole notion of soft targets and gosh, these parades and these 4th of July gatherings that happened around the country over the last several days and the heartbreak that has occurred in far too many of those instances. Your thoughts, Congressman, about those situations?
You know, I'm as confused as everybody else is outraged. I mean, so I lived in Chicago for 8 years in my career, and I know darn good and well where Highland Park is. In fact, I worked that area for a company in a sales district. It's just it's a regular community, just like Muncie or here in Columbus, Indiana. It's the last thing you would ever expect that one of your own, living right in town with his mom and dad, would do something like that. You know, we can keep talking about mental health, which we did pass a bill. A couple of weeks ago that passed. We can talk about gun control. He bought it legally in one of the most restrictive states in the country, one of the most restrictive counties, Cook County, in the country. I don't know what the solution is. I think it is really time that we all sit down and really say, okay, well, what are we going to do here? We got to do something. And how in God's name the mental... How he could live with his parents and have and do and participate in the things he did. Now, I don't know where families are these days. And, you know, it crosses all boundaries. So it's time to have a very serious conversation about it. But I will say, Steve, I'm adamant about let's let Indiana decide what the right thing here is and not these federal government regulations. The you know, we've got a red flag law in Indiana. It's the best, the model one, whether you like it or not, which is a week ago, 2 weeks ago, we passed a bill incentivizing states to have red flag laws. If you see somebody that's not mentally capable of handling a firearm, you know, we, with due process, it seems to me appropriate to get involved in that. That's due process, you know, where Can't just take the gun and then it's their problem to get it back. You have to go to court and justify it, which we do here in Indiana. Again, I think the states ought to step up to the plate right now and say, hey, here's the action we're going to take. And don't rely on the federal government, because, you know, I, of course, I'm a federal employee. I represent the Indiana 6th District. But we got the answers right here in Indiana.
Greg Pence, my guest. You're still helping with questions of taxes and passports and those sorts of things, constituent services. How do they reach out to your office, Congressman?
Pence.house.gov has all the information. Give us a holler and we're here to help or direct you in the right direction.
Thank you for the time, sir. Hope to see you soon.
Okay. See you, Steve. Have a great day. Stay cool.
You too.
Recording stopped.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir.